This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Liz Peek is here of The Hill, a columnist, of Fox News, a columnist, much on Fox Business, and we are New Yorkers. And New York has gone through a bad patch during the pandemic. But now, Liz, we have news from London that Boris Johnson, who is in trouble, fine. But at the same time, he's making an announcement that he's moving from Plan B, which is mandates about work from home and very careful testing, to Plan A, which is to encourage people to go back to the office. We have reports from Norway, from Denmark, that the economy is going to reawaken without mandates, without masking, going straight forward, counting on the fact that we're vaccinated, and also that we can struggle through absenteeism at the office because we know it's not hurting the hospitals. Is that coming our way? Are we going to see New York reawaken in a similar fashion to what London is now on the edge of doing?
Well, I think the answer is yes, and I think it's for many reasons. One is Omicron is clearly fading. The number of cases has swooned, thank heavens, in New York and other places where it was really prevalent a few months ago. It's still in some other parts of the country increasing. But here in New York, yeah, it's going down very rapidly, the case count. Unfortunately, and I can't tell you how this turns my stomach, Governor Kathy Hochul, who is up for election in the fall and is trying to, I don't know what she's trying to do, but I think she's missing a huge bet because she has come out, it appears she will not relax the mask mandate for schools. This is something that is just so offensive because there is no science behind it. It is so cruel to young children to be going off to school with mostly cloth masks that do absolutely nothing to prevent contagion. It's all about the teachers' unions, not about the kids. And shame on Kathy Hochul for not bending to what most parents now would like to see. By the way, in New Jersey and in Connecticut and in other states, they are dropping these mask mandates, and particularly in schools, because it is quite clear from any amount of data that's come in that they should not be in place. To answer your question more broadly, I think any politician with a brain in their head realizes that people are fed up. They want to get back to their normal lives. And with Omicron fading, there's an opportunity to do that here, just as there has been overseas. I would caution that the United States, all of a sudden, John, and it's interesting, this has not gotten much play, the per capita death rate in the United States is the highest of all the developed countries now. And the reason is because we haven't gotten as many people vaccinated and boosted as overseas countries have, as Norway has, and I think the English still are way ahead of us. When Biden came into office, we were not the leading country in terms of per capita deaths. We have failed to protect our people as aggressively as we should have, and I think it's because this whole issue of vaccines became politicized. I think that also the government spun out incredibly confusing and contradictory information about when Biden went out and said, if you get vaccinated, you will not get COVID, and he made those statements. That clearly was not true. He didn't know it wasn't true, but it turned out not to be true, and the White House was way too slow to acknowledge the vaccine inadequacies. So we have a problem. And so, yes, it's getting better. It's not getting better as fast as it should. But I have to say, in New York, all of a sudden, people are back in their offices, more and more people. The businesses that I have been in the last week are busier. I find that very promising because New York has a lot of problems right now, high crime, people working remotely, and still fear of Omicron. And it's really good news to see some of that, getting better.
Elizabeth Peek, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. New York City reawakening, ready for springtime. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.